end, you looked like a man who'd won a fortune in the pools. But how did you feel when Meadowbank went ahead midway through the second half?
The thoughts that were going through my mind, one at Forfar at the time. And I thought, oh no, Falkirk's going to score in the 89th minute and we're going to get beat 1-0. And all our dreams are finished.
Isn't it one of these agonising things that your team has played very well to be up front, the front runner in the First Division, and yet over the last two games it looks as if they froze?
Yes, it's been a lot of pressure on them because they were full time. And we've had pressure since the very kick of the ball because we've been full time and we're a big team. Teams come here. Pardon me, and they're playing in front of 6,000-7,000 people and they lift their game. So it's always difficult here. I'm hiccuping with the bubbly.
Well, don't worry about that.
But they come here and the adrenaline flows easier for them and they lift their game and make it difficult.
Has it been emotionally draining for you? Because I must say, you know, trying to be as objective as you can as a commentator, I was pulled into this thing. There were so many people sitting around here wondering if your whole world was going to collapse.
Yes, physically draining and mentally. It's more mental than physical stuff. You're sitting in the dugout, everything goes through your mind. Everything from, oh no, what's the score for? What's, oh, are we going to equalise? Get the ball in there, half. Everything goes through your mind then. It's really...
All right, tell me, what did go through your mind when the ball went through the legs of the Meadowbank defender and Watson was left face-to-face with the goalkeeper? The championship was staring you in the face.
Well, I was glad it was John Watson. John Watson has been a tremendous buy for me. £300 and he scored umpteen goals for Dunfermline. He's one of the top goalscorers in Dunfermline history. And I was glad it's John because he's quite composed in these situations, one-on-one. And when it went in the net, oh, gee whiz, it was like, as you said, winning the pools.
Tell me, do you really love football as much as you portray? Because today was, you know, tremendous tension for you.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, when I first took the job, I said if I could just last 6 months, I'd be going in the Dunfermline history book, the centenary book. And I was quite pleased with that to be mentioned with the likes of Jock Steen, Josh Farn, Harry Mill, was all the top managers Dunfermline's ever had. To be mentioned with these people, that's all I wanted. And when I saw 13,000 today, it's worth every penny. If we got beat today, I knew that Dunfermline was on the right track against so many people.
Isn't that frustrating? You've got a big crowd today, but I counted no less than 25 Rangers supporters buses driving up here today, coming out of the kind of Fife region. Isn't that one of the most frustrating aspects of being a manager here?
Yes, very much so. It's always been like that, even in the European days. Rangers and Celtic will always get the support. When I started 5-6 years ago, in 1983, we had 694 people coming through the gates at that time. And as you say, we had 13,000 today. So we started to have these big teams. Maybe not just Rangers and Celtic, but the Hearts, the Hibs, Aberdeens, the Dundees. We started to have these teams when you see 13,000 here today. And that's very, very pleasing.
Do you feel relaxed, Mark?
No. I feel as if my heart's going and my stomach's churning round. And I feel just brilliant.